Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the roundtable with mothers and daughters from around the world. I want to say thank you, mothers and daughters, for being so patient with the changes and the growth that we're going through. I just appreciate you. I know some of you are wondering what in the world happened and what is happening, and what we're doing is we're living out the words that we've spoken over the years. But all of us, I'm sure, at one time or another have heard, be careful what you ask for, and then you got to be ready when it comes. And I'm telling you, you'll look up one day, and all of a sudden you're standing in the midst of your words that you've spoken. It finally becoming a reality. So that's kind of where we are here with Mother and Daughter Roundtable. I just want to make sure that you can hear me. Phone went out. And so I want to make sure that you can hear what I say. So Cynthia, I'm going to click on you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you, lovey?
Oh, man, I tell you, it is wonderful, wonderful. I am so glad
good
to be
job.
Back on the air.
Awesome.
You hear me?
We're glad to have you back on the air.
Yeah, you guys did such an awesome job last week. I was having so much fun. I would go in and come out and go in and come out, and I thought, wow, they are really having fun, and I really have not had time to go back and listen, but I am going to do that sometime this weekend just to hear
okay.
How much fun you all had, you know. But before we get started, do you want to do the prayer this morning? Would you like to do that?
I will. Yes, ma'am, I will. First of all, I just want to let the audience know that I'm in Sandersville, Georgia, getting ready to attend my cousin's wedding. So I am just very grateful to God for that. I'm going to start off by just saying thank you, God, for the safe arrival. And so, Father God, we come before you now about your business. We come before you, God, just saying thank you for the 6 years that we are now getting ready to approach this June with the show. And, Father God, for every day, every Saturday for the last 6 years, you have been gracious enough to wake us up to do what you called us to do, and we just thank you. We thank you for Dr. Bessie Fletcher and her obedience, and we thank you for the attachment, Father God, that you have attached us to such an awesome task. And, Father God, for that we say thank you. We thank you, God, for every mother and daughter around the world that's listening to this show. We thank you, God, because we know that they could be doing a lot of things. And we thank you for their patience and their commitment to listening to the show. But because without an audience, there is no blog talk show or any other show, because we thank you for the audience. And we pray that something will be said today that will give someone hope in their relationships with their mothers and their daughters, the mothers and family as a whole. We just thank you, Father God, for family. For Father God, in the absence of that mother and daughter relationship, the whole family suffers. So, Father God, we pray that something will be said that will uplift the mother and will uplift the daughter, and that forgiveness can be found and the words that they may receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. That is good. That's what we're talking about, uplifting mothers and daughters around the world. Well, Cindy, you know, we've been traveling down a journey. And for the audience out there, you know, when it got really, really tough and, you know, a lot of times, you know, I would say, you know, Lord, what's going on? You know, where are you? What do you want us to do? And you'd always quietly say, keep going. Now we have entered into a vortex of manifestations that are just coming from left to right. I'm not complaining at all. We just need to organize and get straight and put things in order so that we can handle the change as it's taking place. What a good thing and what a good place to be. And to the audience, I just wanted to say that, you know, we were off the air for 2 consecutive weeks, and that is unusual. I am learning, and I will dedicate myself this week as a learning tool to make sure if all of us are somewhere, you, Cynthia, I, Rita, Frida, if we're gone and we don't have a host, then we will then definitely be able to rerun a show. And that is going to be a learning curve for me so that we won't have those idle moments anymore. People are looking for us to be on here on Saturday morning. They wake up, they come on Saturday morning to hear a word. So it's better to have a word from the past as opposed to, you know, words don't get old. So that's what we're going to work on to make sure that happens. So you're in Georgia this morning, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am. I am in Sandersville, Georgia, about 45 minutes outside of Macon, Georgia, which is the main city here. It is just absolutely beautiful. It's a garden wedding, and, you know, I get to do what I do. I get to help decorate. And so I got here yesterday, and as soon as I got out of the car, I just pulled off my jacket, and we got to work. For those who don't know, that's something that God, a gift God has given me, and I just use it every chance I get. And so it is just a pleasure to be here. Matter of fact, Dr. Fletcher, it's the mother of my the young man who passed away last year with the Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes. Oh, she's getting married.
Yes, she's getting married today. Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations.
I will make sure I tell her. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll come back and get – I'm going to take you off, and I'll come back and pick you up, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
And I know the place is beautiful because I know what you can do. So,
oh, my
take
God.
Some pictures.
It is just turning out beautiful.
I know it is. Okay, send me some pictures. Let me get back on this. All right.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning to all of our newcomers. And we say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host again, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table. I'll come back to the switchboard. I see some people have their number one clicked, meaning they want to participate. Let me just do a little housekeeping here. We are mothers and daughters helping each other. Now, we have a unique thing going on. We are going to we're creating our mother and daughter community. You're going to receive information this week. We're finalizing how we're going to approach that. So if you would email me at drbessie1, that's drbessie, the number one, and at gmail.com. That's drbessie1 at gmail.com. And I will be able to send you some particular information on what we're doing. But in the meantime, what I would advise you to do is to go to our website, www.m as in mother, d as in daughter, b as in bonding, n as in network, .org. And for short, it's mdbn.org. Go in, sign up, and become a member of the network, and you'll always get information as we spend it out. This week is the week of planning and development and how we can do the outreach and pull in the mothers and daughters that are calling and saying they want to be a part of it. So we're just going to organize that, get it ready. Be sure to tell your friends and family this morning if you're listening. You know, of course, text them. You know, we can text while we listen, not text while we drive. So while you're listening, you can text and ask them to call in 347-539-5078 to listen to the program. And if you want to join in and be a part of the conversation, you simply can click one. Anyone out there wants to join the conversation as we're talking, click one. I'll see it when I get to the switchboard, and I can properly pull you in. Our stimulating topic this morning is Mothers and Daughters Developing My Best Me. Developing My Best Me was the theme of the Mother and Daughter Retreat. And I'm just wanting to say this is the first time I've been on to actually say thank you publicly via the radio program to all the mothers and daughters that attend the Mother and Daughter Retreat. It was an awesome, awesome event. Awesome event. We had mothers and daughters coming in. I mean, we were in a cabin. We were living in there, a bunch of us in there living, and you could just, I mean, mothers and daughters standing around in the kitchen. We were cooking. We were talking. It was like at your grandmother's house. We had young girls running up and down the stairs. We had little pods of mothers and daughters and people just meeting each other, sitting over here and sitting over there. It was just absolutely wonderful. The way we came together, and the good news is that it was so spiritually connected. Not one thing that I detect or no one told me anything about anybody being displeased, any negative energy. You know, when you get that many women together moving around, sometimes you expect for something to be just a little off-centered. Nothing. It was perfectly discased in love. Absolutely wonderful. Would not change one thing about it. So all of you mothers and daughters that were out there that was healed and blessed in your mother and daughter relationship, I encourage you to keep in contact with us, and we will be on the conference line every other Thursday night, twice a month, that you can get on. We can talk about your growth. And, of course, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. Or you can call me. Most of you have my phone number. So you can call me. We can discuss things that are coming up. And trust me, have I been getting the phone calls? It has been the most effective mother and daughter program I think we've ever had in the history of mothers and daughters. The effect, the healing, the discoveries, the training, we couldn't have designed it any better. And what I decided to do was just allow the Holy Spirit to take over and allow the Holy Spirit to design the program, and it flowed. If something seemed like it, one instructor couldn't get here, okay, we'll add this instructor, and it flowed exactly the way that it's supposed to flow according to the Spirit. And each person following each was a build-up, and it led up to the mother and daughter retreat on Saturday. All day Friday was training and development. All day Saturday was dealing with mother and daughter relationship, for the exception that we had two instructors that couldn't come on Friday that did their piece on Saturday morning. So I'm just saying out here to the radio audience, when you hear us say we're doing a mother and daughter retreat, be sure to put it on your calendar. Be sure to come. Things were revealed that people are still dealing with. So you have to be ready for the truth when you come to one of these events. And God said the truth will set you free. So you ready to be free? You ready to find the truth in your mother and daughter relationship? This is the place to come. So today we're talking about mothers and daughters developing my best me, which was the theme. I'm not going to go over a lot about that because what I want to do was open up the airway, and we're going to talk about it just to bring you up from a different perspective. But the updates that I want to tell you about, you're going to get some emails this week. We had a conference call on Thursday night with the mothers and daughters that were there at the retreat, the trainers, and they're going to receive some information this week on signing up at a private VIP faith page network. It's a community based just for mothers and daughters. So if you email me, go online to the website. That'll be the best thing. Go online to the website, mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org, and sign up. You're sure to get an invitation because then you are a member of the organization. And what we're doing is billing it on a members basis only. So therefore, when you come into the community and we're discussing things, it's not open to the public. It is going to be just members-based only, mothers and daughters helping each other in the privacy of our own network. So you don't want to miss that. You want to be a part of it. If you're looking at your mother and daughter relationship and you can see the possibilities that, you know, we can make this better, or I'd like to improve my mother and daughter relationship, what better way to do it than to be able to communicate and talk to other mothers and daughters, and we share what we've done, how we've handled the situation, and then you get some real-life professional counseling and teaching from experts in their field, you know, like how not to become codependent. That was a big one on the event where a lot of people are using that word. You know, I didn't realize I was codependent. Cynthia Oliver taught that class, and all of the classes were so effective. But codependent, you know, most people think of codependency as being substance abuse, substance related. And that was not the way that Cynthia pulled it. She pulled it from a different biblical perspective and how we as mothers can be codependent for our children, and we're codependent on other people, which was absolutely sort of a mind-shifting thought for most people because they never really heard of it from that perspective. And then we had Maria come on, and she was talking about the vision. You know, God says what? If you don't have a vision, you perish. I mean, you got to see something. You got to see where you're going. If you can't see where you're going, how are you going to get there? You know, that's why when Jesus was out doing his thing, you know, he saw. Because God would put a vision in his head and would tell him what to say and what to do. Without that, he would just be like you and I. You know, that's why we can do it now because of Jesus. So you have to have the vision. You know, your words going to create the thoughts, but your thoughts going to create the vision. Once you see it, accept it, receive it, say, that's mine, I believe that, and nothing can stop until you change your mind. And then we had Karen come on, and she was talking about law, contracts. I could see people sitting up because they didn't realize just a word could engage them into a contract. How to use their words not to get into contractual communications, something that they actually didn't know because they didn't know that a word connected to another word could end up being a signature to a contract. And then we had beautiful blessed buttons. You know, Frida came in and she did that with the young girls, and it was absolutely mind-blowing. Those young girls were so excited as they expressed themselves through buttons and actually being able to trace their bodies and creating a mini-me and looking at the mini-me, how I could dress me up, and what's the purpose of these things that I'm putting on me as they look at that cutout silhouette of their body. We had Pastor Linda that came in, and Pastor Linda was dealing with the American princess, talking about her story and actually telling you how God just really saved her and protected her when she was raised in an environment that was conducive to a different lifestyle. But as a child, you know, she knew she was an American princess. She was a godly prince. Aunt Princess, and God kept her, and she walked as a child through that. I'm trying to think. Oh, and then Angela Huntley came in and talked about your prayer life, you know, what it means to have a prayer life, and how do you develop your prayer life. And people were interested in that because she gave the points on what you need to do. Sometimes when we're praying, we don't know if we're praying or if we're begging. And a lot, God said to me one time, he said, you know, my children, they come, but they don't come praying. They come begging. By the time you, Lord, can you fix this? Lord, can you go over here? Lord, I need money for the light bill. Lord, can you, the children need shoes. That's not praying. That's begging. Praying is praise and worship, thanking God for what you already have. Because he says what? He'll meet your needs. Begging doesn't get it. Took me a long time to get that. I was his little beg queen, you know, always begging, trying to make God do something, you know, and was really frustrated. Now, like I tell you, I don't ask for things. I just thank God for where I am, and things just show up according to my needs. I don't need things to be sitting around looking at me, money sitting in the bank looking at me. I just need it when I need it. So when I need it, and if it shows up, then he says, I'll meet your needs according to my riches in glory. So I adopt that because it's less stressful for me. Might be a hint for someone out there. I think I covered everybody that did workshops. Of course, we have Mrs. Curtis that spoke with us from Samaritan Purse, gave us a commercial on that. And we had several ladies that got up and did a commercial on their business. Want to thank Cornerstone Church with Brother Fred Stapleton and Sister Connie. They actually co-host the event with us and made it possible for us to be at a beautiful resort retreat area, cabin style, with their blessings and the blessings of their ministry. And of course, Dana, who is the right hand person that walked me through the whole thing. So with all that being said, you know, I want to thank each and everyone that came out. You know, I don't want to call names because if I call names and I miss somebody, I don't want to offend anyone. So every last one of you, mothers and daughters that came, the women that brought other women, I just want to say thank you so very much and helping us to get the message across. And we look forward to coming in into your city. We're getting invitations now. I'm having to fix the calendar because not only am I on tour with the risk takers, we also now being booked to come and do mother and daughter retreats. And also I have speaking engagements. So that's basically how we're growing and the radio program. So we're going to have to figure all this out. I just want to say thank you for your patience. I don't want to drag this out this morning, but I don't want to just jump on here today and doing business as usual without giving an explanation. You've been my fans and part of this ministry for 6 years, and I don't want you to ever think that I would take you for granted. I just want you to pray for us that we hear God and organizing so that we can be smoothly running so that you don't miss what God is saying to you, and I can hear God enough to know how to lay out the plan. So pray for us that we can get that done. I think that's all I need to say for that today. I would like to say I was invited to go to Haiti. That was the first week that I wasn't on, and it was the thing that came up kind of quickly. In the midst of preparing for the retreat, I thought, there's no way I can go to Haiti at this point a week before the retreat. God doesn't care about your plans. He cares about his plan and how you're going to work into his plan, not him into your plan. And sometimes I have to really get that. So I'm saying, Lord, how do I go to Haiti at this point of the retreat? I got people to call, things to do. Go to Haiti. Dr. Patricia Bailey, you know, I mean, just a wonderful woman that works from her heart. And I mean, she means every bit of it when it comes to helping people. You hear the term treating people like you want to be treated. look in the dictionary, you see her face. And I'm not just saying that to say that. She genuinely worked from that statement. So she said, I want you to go to Haiti. And I thought, well, okay, because God aligned me under her to learn, to be taught, to be groomed about ministry. And she's been in it for, I think, 39 years and gone to over 139 countries and constantly out there fighting battles to help women, mother, and children, you know, have a better life. So how much more fitting than for us as mothers and daughters to be a part of an outreach like that? And we are an outreach ministry. So I go to Haiti, and I'm telling you, I still don't understand all of it yet, but I've cried so much after returning from Haiti. I just, you see the pictures, and most of the times when we see it, we want to turn the television because we don't want to deal with it. It hits your spirit. And I was one. I was guilty of that. But when you are thrust into the midst of a hellish living for people, human beings, being in such a unhuman, no sanitation. Just imagine if you didn't have somebody come pick up your trash. We didn't have something to dispose of the trash. Trash on the side of the road, trash, they're walking on it. From what I heard, probably bodies up under there, just mounds and mounds of trash. The smell is unbelievable. Dogs, cows, hogs, everybody washing, and humans washing in one river, body of water that's just muddy, I mean just clay, red mud. And you're walking beside, I'm a country girl, so I know what it's like to be around hogs, cows, and dogs. But to be around a cow, or let's just say the hog, and the hog don't bark, and the dog don't bark, I mean, it's like walking in a fog. It's like walking in some mesmerized state of mind. And people just all up on top of each other. Everybody's selling the same banana. Everybody's selling. I'm like, how are they making it? Well, I tell you, Dr. Bailey is down there putting up wells so that they can have clean water. That's the only way they're going to make it, is clean water. So we'll talk about that later. I'll send something out to you guys in a newsletter just to give you some information about the importance of the clean water. And maybe you might want to give somebody a drink of water. You know, it's not going to hurt you to do that, just a glass of water. We'll talk about that. So I came back from that really torn up and moved right into the retreat. And after that, then the speaking engagements the next weekend. So we're caught up. We're here. It is June the 4th. And we are at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. I'm going to go to the switchboard last week, Mothers and Daughters Reaching Their Destiny. That was the title of what we were doing, Mothers and Daughters Reaching Their Destiny. Actually, it was Women Reaching Their Destiny. That was the conference, and we got to speak on that. So I asked Cynthia, Frida, and Lady Butler to expand on that with the radio. I've gotten good reviews. They've done a good job. People enjoyed it. Actually, they had so much fun that Frida texted me and said, you know what? We can do this. We, you know, and Frida's usually a little shy when it comes to speaking out on the radio. But something happened to her when we went to the mother and daughter retreat. And it just like, boom, jumped. It leaped. And she created and birthed a baby there. So that brings us to our stimulating topic today, Mothers and Daughters Developing My Best Me. I'm going to open it up and see if we can do this in a way that it would be, we can kind of go back and forth. So I'm going to put Cynthia, Frida, myself, and I think Lady Butler is on here. And we're going to see if we can coordinate this just enough that we can yield to each other, say a couple words, ladies, and then break so I can say something, and then the next person can say, and we can kind of yield that way. That's the only way I think I can do it. So let's go here and see who we have. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Lady Butler?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Dr. Betsy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. Well, trying to, well, you caught me right at a good time before I take off. You know, I'm always on the go. So I said I wasn't sure if you were going to be on this morning. So I'm here and ready and available.
Yeah, I apologize. I should have gotten to you this week. And audience, I'm just going to say this. I don't want to waste your time. But the schedule just got so busy, and I am really today getting back on track. So we'll get back on to the business at hand. Let me see if I get Cynthia on here. 1 second. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher.
All right. I'm going to try what you all tried last week. You know, the design of the program was designed so that it would work this way. And last week I saw it in action. I said, okay, I wanted to bring the audience back and highlight what you all kind of built on last week, a little bit about the retreat and a little bit about where we're going. So let me see if I can get Frida. 1 second. Good morning, Frida.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Awesome. Good morning, mothers and daughters around the world.
Okay. And mothers and daughters that are out there, don't think you're exclusive to this. When you want to say something, please, by all means, click one, and I'll pull you in into this conversation as well. So, you know, just whenever you want to jump in, you're more than happy. We'll be more than happy to add you to this conversation. What we're going to talk about now, tell me a little bit, Cynthia, last week when you all were hosting and you were talking about, kind of wrap it up for me in about 3 minutes of what you all talked about when you were talking about reaching your destiny, mothers and daughters reaching their destiny.
Well, the main focus was, and how we actually unfolded, was each person got to share. Frida shared with the retreat how the reaching your destiny played into the retreat, and I came in and shared what I got from the retreat with regards to our call, the call that God has on our lives with regards to us being at the retreat and being able to literally do what God has given us. God gave Frida blessed buttons. He gave me working with substance abuse, mothers and daughters, and how we did the codependency thing. And then Lady Butler came in and shared with us her ministry as to what it is that she does and how it plays into mothers and daughters reaching their destiny. And that's how it unfolded.
Okay, can you recap what you got from it? Because I'm sure we have people that's on today that was not on last week. We are going to, before you get started, I want to tell the audience that we are going to, we videoed the event, not all of it because some of it is very private, but when it came to mothers and daughters sharing their life, we did not want to video that. That was so personal. But we do have the training, and the young man is putting it together so we can put it on the website. So, but go ahead. What did you get from the retreat?
I got from the retreat was that there is so much lack of understanding and a lack of distance with regards to knowing how to communicate our feelings. And I shared last week the story of what really touched my heart. What really touched my heart, and I was working the room, you know. I was working the room. I had the Kleenex box, and I was going around because I was not going to allow myself to cry. And I heard the story of the young lady who asked her mom, "Why didn't you want me to have a child? Was I not good enough to have a child?" And what we discovered in that discussion with that mother and daughter is that the mother had lost a child to childbirth, and she was afraid because her daughter stated that she had had to abort a child because of health issues relating to her health, and the baby was a threat to her life. And so what I got out of that, Dr. Fletcher, that's what I shared last week, and that's what touched my heart at that retreat, that it was just simply a case of miscommunication and an understanding of why. It's all of these why questions, Dr. Fletcher, that we go through life and we miss out so much of our relationship with our mothers because of a lack of understanding or the why question not being answered. And when she said, why didn't you want me to have a child? And her mother said, I was afraid that I would lose you like I lost your sister. I just lost it at that point, Dr. Fletcher. I was just really just part of the audience at that point because there wasn't a dry eye in the place at that point. And so when we have this lack of misunderstanding, we don't ask the questions why. We go through life and we are 42-year-old crying over the fact that we just simply do not understand, Dr. Fletcher. And so that's what I got out of the retreat, that there's just so much misunderstanding. And there's a bigger picture behind everything. But when we don't have the why, we go through life just broken and heartbroken and disappointed. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback on that just a little bit. You know, I've been doing Mothers and Daughters since 1999, and I've seen some major effects and some transformations that have taken place within a two-hour span of time. But I can honestly say that the retreat was the best mother and daughter event I've ever, ever been a part of. And I, you know, when I look back over, because I asked myself, I said, well, what made this so different? It was so spiritual that you could feel the Holy Spirit just roaming, and the place was just full with the Holy Spirit. It was filled with it. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, because you are in a different place now. See, the closer you get to God, and sometimes you have to shed things, drop things, move things around, and just kind of just sit. And I said to God some time ago, I said, Lord, I will forsake all things and all people, even down to my daughter and her children, for you. That's how clean I want to be to get this right. And I truly believe that when you really just let God have it, and you don't, because, you know, we had some plans, but it wasn't anything that we planned. It just took on a life of its own because I just said, I'm going to release myself and you do you. I want to watch you do you. Not one woman, not one cross word, not one negative energy that I felt during that whole three-day process. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. So I'm crying with everybody because I got to walk them through it, and I'm crying. I cried so much that at the end of the day, I didn't have a tear. I mean, really, I've never seen my eyes. My eyes were so dry that I couldn't even cry a tear. And it was just a process of going through with these breakthroughs and mothers and daughters realizing, like you said, Cynthia, a simple why. It was just amazing.
It's all about the why, Dr. Fletcher. It's all about the why. Once you can have a why, you can accept anything.
Right. Right. So, Frieda, you there?
Yes, I am.
So tell us your experience from the retreat.
My experience, what I mentioned last week, and I'm going to add just a little bit more to it. First, I would like to be able to say to my beautiful Buttons if they have an opportunity to be on, because this is like the third or fourth generation, and my heart has always been with children and youth. I would like to say a shout-out to Haley, Gracie, Serenity, Drake, Jaden, and Lauren. Those are the Buttons that I had an opportunity to just to share. And coming from the book of Genesis 1:27, made in the likeness and image of God, with the workshop that I had an opportunity just to be with the third and fourth generation that was there. I just wanted to say hello to them and their parents. But what I got from it was just the courage to want to be able to ask the question, to take the mask off, and not to appear that everything is okay in our relationship with your mother and your daughter, and to see the impact how Dr. Bessie first started with the grandmother or the great-grandmother, then the grandmother, and then the third, second generation, and then the third. And each one had an opportunity to go sit in the chair. And I was in an area where the third or fourth generation, the children, just being able to just to see their little body language and that they just be turning and what have you, to see and to hear their parents or grandparents up there just really going through the chances, a transformation of wanting to be able to have a better relationship. That was absolutely phenomenal to me. Little things like a parent might not even think much about why causing confusion. You're asking my daughter to call you grandmother, all the rest of them call you Nana. Those things that sometimes it causes bitterness if it's not dealt with. So you walk around and you don't say anything and you're wondering your mom, well, why is that? And so just having the opportunity to just to be able to share those things that go on the daily time and relationship with your mother and with your daughter, but they fester because you just brush it off. It doesn't really, you know, and your parent, grandparent don't even know that maybe they didn't do it anything intentional, but just to be able to see the mask come off and just to ask the question, to say, you know, when this happened and when this happened, I felt like a castaway or I wasn't important. And to go and to be raw and to be real, and then you see the Holy Spirit just being able to just move in just a phenomenal way, go from that, and then I'm in the back, and you can see the arms embrace each other in the back. Mm-hmm. And then you go from there, the process from the crying, and then talking, the embracing, and then the smile. That was absolutely phenomenal for me to be able to see. And I do agree with Dr. Bessie. It brought back a lot. In 2000, when I went through the process with my mother in North Carolina, but this was such a greater, stronger magnitude of the Holy Spirit moving in such a phenomenal way. And I just want to say to the mothers and daughters that you're listening, that when we have an opportunity, the next time, come in busloads, do your registration, your life will never be the same. I just know from experience with my mother and I 6 years ago, this is something that is life-changing, and not just for you, but generations is what I saw, 2 and 3 and 4 generations being changed because you made a decision to want to be able to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I got from it.
Wow. You know, because we haven't spoken, you and Cynthia and I, we've both, you know, I've been running and everybody's been running. And so I'm hearing these things with you, audience, for the first two. We haven't spoken. This is the first time I'm hearing their feelings on what happened. And let me just take the moment now to say thank you to you and Cynthia and all the ladies that went in there and was helping and cooking, and they wouldn't let me cook or anything. You know, I get up the first morning, I was up at 5 trying to make sure we get things right, and Cynthia's like, get out of here. I mean, you all handled that kitchen, and all the mothers and daughters jumped in there, and Janice was there. She did the photography. Janice is not you know, she came in and she was supposed to do the photography. The next thing I know, she's in the kitchen. Everybody was just jumping in, doing what they were doing. We got these beautiful pictures. And we're going to, for the audience out there, some of the ladies are on that went to the retreat. The pictures are going to be on the website. We're going to put them into a private mode, and you'll get a code so you can go in and look at the pictures. We'll select some of the pictures and put them out for just general viewing. But just all the in-depth pictures that Janice took, which are absolutely wonderful, Jay's photography, you're going to love your pictures. You're going to love them, and you'll be able, I think, to maybe make a copy of them, or we can get with Janice and get a copy of anyone that you want. But they're going to be, they won't be open up to the private, to the public. They'll be private, and we'll pick out a few general ones just for the website. Okay, now I'm going to do a wrap here, and audience, I appreciate you listening, because this is not just talk for us to shine or make us look like we've done something great. This is about God. This is what God has led us to with that three-day conference. He led us to the fact of now you're doing what I want you to do, Bessie. Now you're paying attention. This is a three-day workshop. And what is going to happen, everyone that attend that workshop that's unemployed will be employed. That's the next phase. Everybody will walk away with a job. Everybody will walk away with their business plan, a vision board. They sat down that evening in the afternoon after the retreat. Frida dealt with the kids, and it was for the younger kids that was say about, I'm coming to you, Lady, Lady Butler. Just hold on just a little bit. It's she dealt with those young kids, and they just loved it. They walked away knowing that they had purpose and dignity and knowing how to button up and zip up and be that young lady. And then Maria met, some people was like, oh, no, this is this to me. I think so much of it, all of it really touched me because I was just involved in every step of it. But I, this lady, they said, well, I thought you was going to have something tonight at 7. And I said, well, we hadn't planned anything. Everybody's just going to socialize. I said, but I tell you what, if you come back at 7, we'll recap. So we had mothers going to get their daughters that was not there. This lady said, I wanted to, my daughter couldn't come today and she can't come tomorrow. She said, but I wanted her to have, two of her daughters was with us, with her. She said, but I wanted her to have a little of this too. Now, that to me was very powerful. And she and her daughter was like, I'm sorry. I mean, I said, no problem. I had everybody to come, all the instructors, and everybody went back over a 10-minute spiel of what they taught that day. And we had a whole nother audience going downstairs. And then all of a sudden we ate them. And they left about 9-something. And then the women said to Maria, look, we want to do our vision board. Maria's like, oh, I thought y'all wanted to wait till tomorrow. No. So they was up at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock on Friday night doing their vision board. They were not going to miss it. And they had that workshop. It just turned into just little pods of different things and training and people talking and everybody helping each person heal. It was absolutely what God intended, what he showed me as a vision. But the key element is the Transitional Prep Institute. All of this was a part of what we created as the Transitional Prep Institute to help a woman transition, prep her through the institution so that she can come out on the other side living in her dream. And I promise, Cynthia and I did, the women in Hollywood, Florida, that's in the work release prison, I told them, I said, I will go away and I'm going to put together a program. And this program, I will come back. So when you all come out, you don't have to have someone tell you that you've been in prison, you're not worthy, and you can't get a job. We're going to prepare a place for you. Well, that was the first step of that preparation and that promise. Now, the next step is getting a building, getting them ready to move in. And I tell you, someone called me yesterday, and this person said, you know, what we're doing now is looking for someone that worked with women, and I wanted to talk to you, and I see what you're doing, and we're looking to put together programs throughout the United States and having buildings. And I thought, look at God. I'm telling you, all of you have been with us. You've heard me say this. I've been talking for a long time. I know some people say, oh, she's just running her mouth. It's never going to happen. Things are happening. It is unfolding. And here's this person saying, I want to talk to you. We deal with boys, but I want to talk to you about the mothers and the buildings. And I'm thinking, look at God. As soon as we get the facility piece, we can implement, and we still have the college down there, and we still have our Friday that we can kick it off with. But a place that they can come and stay for 6 months to a year, go through the training, get prepared, help train the other women that are coming through from the prison, as well as any woman that is out of work and needs extra income for their family. The Transitional Prep Institute, that was the initial start from that. So be ready. Look for it. It's not that far away. Now, who we have here, we have Lady Butler. Hi, Lady Butler. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing
fine.
Thank
you for your patience. I wanted to get the retreat out of the way. For the audience that don't really know you, you were introduced to me by Dr. Bentley, and I am so excited about that. She keeps telling me, she says, she's excited. She's really ready. She's ready, and I saw your work, and I'm telling you, you just jumped on board, and you started running. I was like, woo, I'm still out of town. She is running with preparation, and you did tell me that. You said, nah, that's my thing. I'll jump on it, and I'll keep going. So we're going to harness you this week, and we're going to dive right into
you. It's funny when you were saying.
Yes, I'm telling you.
I was listening to you earlier, and you said you got to be careful what you ask God for when you pray for certain things. And when you first mentioned it to me, one thing about me, anybody would tell you, when you tell Lady Butler or Sharita Butler something is going to happen, it may happen the next day. So when you're ready, you better be ready. You're like, hold on. Yes, so
yeah,
I'm ready.
The next thing I saw, there was a video. I was out of town. I looked up. I said, what? There was a video that you put together. I said, my gosh, she's not playing. It is moving fast. Now we have a project manager, and between, you know, the project manager and you and all the things that are coming up, you know, we'll meet this week and coordinate that. But for the audience, tell us a little bit about your ministry and what you do, and, you know, a little bit, because we have big plans to work together. If I can catch up with you, because you already surpassed me, got to keep dragging along. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, good morning to the audience and for everyone that did attend the retreat. I do apologize that I wasn't there. I would have loved to have been in attendance, but we met quite late. But on the next one, I'm sure that I'll be able to attend. Well, just to recap on last week when we spoke with, I say Minister Frieda and Cynthia and the others that were online, I think that you mentioned on last week on taking a risk. And so I fed off of what you had stated before you went to the young ladies that you were working with. So I spoke basically on the perspective of taking a risk in life. A lot of times, even with mothers and daughter relationships or any relationship, we're afraid, and because the enemy fights us with fear. And so by taking a risk, and I looked up the definition very quickly, it says that there is always going to be danger. Some things in life, in building relationships or in business, it hurts and it doesn't feel good. So you will have to, you know, tackle some things that may be uncomfortable in order for God to elevate you into the next level within your life.
And so I'm just excited that at this point, I do have an organization called My Sister's Keeper Place of Refuge, which is my nonprofit, which is geared to helping the broken woman, turning pain and transform it into purpose. Also, even with the school, our visions are so similar. I grew up in church my whole life, as we discussed last week. But I didn't come to know God until I lost my child to death. She died from the heat of the car by accidental death. One of my kids closed the door on her by mistake. So now, after going through all the tragedies and trauma within my life, from growing up as a heavy-set child, always called fat, oh, you're so pretty, but you're fat, I had a lot of insecurities. And then marrying by force into a relationship that was abusive, even though he didn't physically hit me, he verbally abused me. So I didn't know how to really love myself. So in the process of learning, I didn't understand it now then, but I understand it now. It was all a part of my making to be able to go back and minister to others and for one, which is to preach the gospel, to bring someone else out of, you know, the pit, where I now understand that in life, God deals with everybody according to their assignment and according to his will, and it all depends on what your purpose is in life. So with My Sister's Keeper Place of Refuge, I teach women how to be women, how to be godly women, because you have to put God first. You can have all the success, have all the money, but if you don't keep him first, you will lose it all. And so in the process of losing my life, losing myself, I found God. I built my relationship. And now, even now with my daughter, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and everything wasn't always peaches and cream, but I found that most of our frustration in our relationship was due to finances. So I've always been an entrepreneur, so I got excited when you started talking about teaching girls and teaching women about business, because that's actually what I do. I have to speak at 6 o'clock on today teaching women about starting businesses. I can't work for somebody because I've always – a go-getter, and some people are just like that, you know. So teaching people about business and assets and, you know, gold and things that have tangible substance, you know, that's what I'm all about. So when I heard that and I heard you saying that, that's what they need, because most of these girls, they just want money. They just want to be able to provide and get things, and sometimes the moms just don't have it. It's not that they don't want the best things for them. They just don't have the resources. And even when the resources are there, it's hard to get them. So God took me through the fire just to, I guess, prove me into the season like this. I'm getting ready to go on tour with Dr. Lisa Baxter. She has the screenplay. She forced me into the play. So there's just so much I thank God for. When you say, be careful of what you ask for and be ready. Now everybody's trying to pull me in a direction, and I'm like, God, which way do you want me to go? But my heart is really for the woman and the children, because we are the next generation, and if we don't teach our next generation of children and women, you know, how to be women, you know, the only role models they have is the Beyoncés and the Nicki Minajs. But I truly believe in my heart that if enough women of God stand up and become God's poster girls, we can change the world into a different direction, and that's back to the cross, which is the blood of Christ who died for our sins. So that's a little bit about me.
All right. Well, you know, I'm excited. We're putting together the team, and I'll be talking to you this week. We definitely got to map it out. Like I said, I've been doing a lot of talking. Now, you know, God is allowing the gate to open. I told a young lady yesterday, she said, how's your day? I said, if they get any better, I won't have room enough to receive. And that sounds like it might be boisterous, but God said that. He said, you wouldn't have room enough to receive. And it's not always money that he's talking about. He's talking about opportunity, the ability to afford you to get the riches. He will introduce you to the people. And I'm telling you, people are coming from everywhere that God is sending. And I'm just sitting back watching and looking at him just put this thing out there. I'm excited about you guys in the play. Dr. Bentley told me about it. So she said, they're going to be calling you. I'm thinking, oh, really? Okay. But
I'm sure Dr. Robert, he's very excited about what you're doing here.
Oh,
with him.
I talked to him last night. He said, I've been trying to call you.
But I'll call you back later. I got to end the show. Thank you for being on, and I look forward to working with you. We will work out what we need to do this week. Have a blessed day.
You are.
All right, audience, you've heard a little bit. You got caught up with where we are. You know where we are now, and I just want to say thank you so very much for your patience. I could not do it without you. We are growing together. There are things and opportunities that we're putting in place, especially for our people that have been with us all during the years. Don't disconnect now. Please don't feel like I've been listening to Dr. Bessie all these years. What has it done for me? Then stay connected, because whatever God's got, and the reason that you've been a part of this ministry for so long was a purpose led by God. So ask him, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Because you don't connect for no reason and spend your precious time to be a part of something and there's not grace and blessings that God has upon your life. So I'm asking you and I'm praying that God, whomever is out there, you've been with us, you know, ask God to lead and guide you, because each of us have a ministry. And it's time now for us to come together. And you're not doing mother and daughter. You're doing what God has asked you to do for mothers and daughters if you're dealing with women. You know, if you're dealing with men, then for men. My daughter deals with middle school boys. You know, we're not all here to do the same thing. So don't think because my ministry is not leading me to work with mothers and daughters. They ain't the two sets. There's fathers and sons and mothers and daughters. And they are crossover, and all of them come under one heading, and that's the mother. So find yourself in that position. Think about it. God's got something for you. Hold on. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. God bless you.